Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
In Radio Bulgaria's feature on tourism, we'll talk about the town of Pomorie, a vault of black and white gold. Treasures compete to become the trademark of the Black Sea town of Pomorie. Salt was known as white gold in the times of the ancient Rome, and it was one of the reasons for the establishment of Antikon Hiao, the ancient name of the place. The production of salt was developed as a process 2,500 years ago, and today one can observe the old extraction technique in action. Mr. Ilya Kusev, a curator, the only one in East Europe Museum of Salt, describes salt in a poetic manner. It comes as a result from love, from the kiss of the sun with the seawater. However, the famous black gold competes seriously nowadays for the first prize. It is the priceless mud extracted from the Pomorie Lake. It is the reason why the Black Sea Resort has turned into a paradise for spa and wellness fans. Pomorie was proclaimed the capital of spa tourism back in 2007. The most modern rehab center on the Balkans can be found there, along with several spa hotels, offering an incredible palette of procedures that make you feel like newly born. The bottom of the lake produces barely 1 mm of mud per year, rich in variety of chemical elements and biologically active ingredients.
Те едно безценно богатство на Поморие, което е образовано на
It is the priceless treasure of Pomorie, formed on the bottom of Pomorie Lake in the course of thousands of years. Physiotherapist Dr. Antoinetta Grozeva says, after long years of experience with mud therapy procedures. Mud improves the condition of the muscles and the bones and the peripheral nervous system. It also strengthens the reproductive system. It has a good cosmetic effect as well with a variety of skin diseases. It is implemented using several methods. The oldest one is the so-called Egyptian method. The body is covered in mud and stays like that in the sun, then the mud is washed away. We also have mud bathtubs which are filled with lake water, lye and mud. The patient lies in such a tub for 20 minutes and the entire body feels the effect. Mud applications where the mud is heated up to 39-40 degrees Celsius are also popular. The whole body is covered again, or just a given part, and the patient stays for another 20 minutes. The thermal effect is most distinguished with this method. Any mud therapy procedure has a powerful impact on the body, and so the supervision of a doctor is required.
Sunbathing in the fresh sea breeze is the perfect addition to the healing spa procedures. The dark sand along Pomorie's beaches has a high concentration of iron oxides and its healing properties have been proven. Fans of extreme actions can enjoy water skiing, jets, water wheels and paragliders. The nights are full of hot music, rhythms and dances. Small restaurants with traditional cuisine add to the charm of Pomorie. Fish meals are, of course, the trademark, especially fish soup. Fans of fine wine can also find their place here. The largest cellar on the Balkan Peninsula is situated in a beautiful park at the sea. The guests can taste the divine elixir through different stages of its maturing, and they can get acquainted with some of the secrets of winemaking.
We are now in the old cellar built in 1932, as the idea belonged to a French architect, says Tanya Petkova, a sommelier at the complex. It has all been preserved as it originally stood. The cellar has three levels. The so-called enotheque can be found on the first floor. Bottled red wines are aging at a suitable temperature here. The large snap rolls can be found on the second level made of Stranger oak trees. Each one has a capacity of 7-8 tons and they are handmade. Red Cabernet and Merlot used to age here until 2 years ago. The small ones have a capacity of 225 and are made of Californian oak tree. The finest Pomorie rakias and brandies are aging here. The tasting room for tourists is at the third level.
Fans of cultural tourism also won't get bored in Pomorie. The unique and only of its kind antique Thracian towers is situated not far from the town. The only one in East Europe Museum of Salt can be seen on the lake shore, offering a wonderful collection of photographs, maps, replicas and authentic solar equipment. Salt pans acting under the autumn Hiao evaporation technology have been preserved. The Renaissance epoch can be felt at the old Pomorie houses architectural ensemble on the peninsula.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.